father worrying or getting angry about two bear cubs encroaching on his territory. He had other things to worry about, and something like this was minimal. In fact, he'd rather just lie in the tree and conserve his energy for the cage and ritual fighting he'd be partaking in a bit later. That always got his adrenaline up. It also kept the packs happy, since all three species were now forced to live in one compound, thanks to the humans who thought they could control what they didn't understand. Plus, as tracker, he could be called upon to protect his pack at any moment. He had the best sense of smell of the entire feline section, and he was pretty sure he could out-track even the bears and wolves he was forced to live with. So, if someone were coming at them within the compound, or even outside the den walls, since he could jump pretty darn high, he'd be able to find out who it was and take care of it before someone got hurt. That was his duty to his alpha, and he was damn glad to do it. Other than that and the fighting, he'd rather just lie in his tree and soak in the minimal sun rays that hit his fur. If a willing woman showed up and wanted to scratch an itch, he wouldn't be opposed. But two cubs who just wanted to play after having their caged-in life be rocked from the boundaries up wasn't worth Cole bolstering the energy to stop them. As long as they weren't using their claws on him, he was fine. Of course, on that note, perhaps he should have cared a little bit more. After all, where there were bear cubs, there was probably a mama bear just around the corner, and she didn't hold back with her claws.
Owen! Lucas!
And that would be Mama Bear right then. He let his claws come out slightly, only to dig into the branch he rested on. He'd heard that Anya Dare had a wicked right hook, and he wasn't in the mood to go flying when she found out her cubs had been playing with him without her supervision. That woman had no sense of fun when it came to her kids. It wasn't as if he'd ever hurt the cubs. She didn't know that, however. She only saw a lazy cat who didn't bother to shoo her kids back to their prison, aka their new home. Of course, it probably wasn't like that. She just didn't like her cubs hanging out with him. Anya hated him for some reason, and he could never quite figure out why. It wasn't as if he'd known her for long. The Ursines had only been living with the felines and canines for 2 weeks. In fact, the felines hadn't been living in the canine compound for that long either. Everything was still new, but Anya had seemed to take a firm disliking to him the moment she'd seen him. And now it sounded as if he cared. Well, he didn't. He only cared about sleeping, sexy shifter females who wanted in his bed, and protecting his pack, and not necessarily in that order. Cole finally opened his eyes to see Anya glaring at him. Damn, she had pretty eyes, bright blue, flashing with a hint of fire and anger. He wasn't that far up from the ground, and the grizzly mama had to be close to 6 feet tall. She could have easily jumped and taken him down with one paw. The cubs let out tiny growls from behind his tree. Cole risked his life, considering Anya still glared at him, and turned to watch the two little boys in bear form peek out from either side of the large trunk. Anya let out a small growl, and Cole shot his gaze to her. She curled her lip at him, then stalked toward her sons. Cole stayed where he was, not wanting to anger her further. He wasn't in the mood to go up against a mama grizzly in a rage. He wasn't sure if he'd win.
"What did I say, boys? What did I say about leaving the house without telling me?"
She folded her arms under her ample breasts, and Cole did his best not to stare. He couldn't help it. She was fucking gorgeous. Not that he'd tell her that. Ever. He valued his life, after all. Owen and Lucas lowered their heads and patted at the dirt. They were adorable. Seriously. Cole loved kids and one day hoped to have a few of his own with a nice cat who was adventurous in bed and would meet him stride for stride when it came to protecting his pack. Or maybe he'd mate with a nice little submissive who would pamper his cat while taking care of the other side of the pack that most never knew existed. What Cole wouldn't be doing was dealing with Anya for longer than he needed to. He might like Owen and Lucas, but he did not want to be